Tonight's episode of the 31st Lap Podcast is brought to you by DirtTrackDigest.com. If it's on dirt, it's on Dirt Track Digest.
This is the 31st Lap Podcast, recorded live in the studios of FingerLakes1.com in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now, your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to this edition of the 31st Lap, coming to you from the North Park Building here at Academy Square. Excited to have all you folks listening in along with us this evening. It's going to be a good one. For sure, looking forward to catching up with everybody as we get closer and closer to Super Dirt Week. There's some Super Dirt Car Series action coming up this weekend. They're going to be running at Brewerton here on Friday night, which we're all looking forward to, I'm sure. We've got some action to recap for Lancaster Speedway as well. So plenty of stuff to get to here this evening as we get ready to run through a quick episode of number 257. 257 already. I can't believe it. Trying to get this thing situated here. There we go. Got everything straightened out along those lines. Lancaster Speedway going to be the order of the day here. Looking forward to that racing action this weekend. It's the U.S. Open. Tonight is the happening in just a couple hours is going to be the regular scheduled action for the drag strip. Lancaster Speedway was nearly closed in the off season this year, and the place, when it almost went under, it almost went under in a big way. Some folks from out in Buffalo got together. We had Gary Jason, one of the group's owners, came along. They were able to save the drag strip, specifically a bunch of motorsports enthusiasts from out in Buffalo area. They came out, they saved the track. Gary was joined us on Thursday night with a final round drag racing podcast, and talked a little bit about the process of saving it. But when they saved the drag strip, they also saved the speedway. They've been kind of picking and choosing what they do in terms of their budgets this year and trying to make small incremental changes to the track. They brought the Race of Champions in to oversee the oval racing this year, and that led us to where we are right now with Lancaster Speedway getting ready for the U.S. Open, which is going to be at the newly renamed New York International Raceway Park, which you all know that used to be the name of Empire Dragway before they changed their name down there near Mount Morris. So a little bit of confusion there, but they're working on getting all that stuff straightened out. If you go to Lancaster National Speedway, that still directs you to the old Lancaster website, which they've been updating and keeping up on with all the information that you need about both the drag strip and the oval. The drag strip itself this week was super busy. Tuesday night was their weekly test and tune night. They do grudge races and stuff like that. Wednesday night was their cruising night, where they have like car shows, stuff like that, and not a whole lot in terms of passes, but the car shows and stuff happening there. And then tonight, like we said, is the drag strip night, because that's moved back from Friday. Typically that runs Friday nights to make room for the U.S. Open, which is going to be part of a two race program. They got a lot of different stuff going. Tomorrow is going to be the 31st running of the U.S. Open, the weekend, but it's going to kickstart with the Tommy Dreher Tony Jankowiak Memorial 110 held on Friday. That race was rained out earlier this year, so they're putting it on top of this doubleheader weekend, and it's going to incentivize some people to come. It's going to be really cool the way that they've got this thing set up. It's going to be Friday, and then the U.S. Open 125 is going to be on Sunday afternoon. Friday's going to be practice for all the divisions, and then the final 104 laps of that George and Koniak Memorial race. Practice starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow night with a race to follow at 8. Grandstand admission is free. The event was put on hold August the 17th due to an accident. It tore up the front stretch wall. They couldn't race there anymore. So after the track was all banged up, they ended up finding this as the makeup date. Eric Beers is going to roll off as your leader in that one. And then we're going to see six laps on the board in that. Chuck Hosfield, Pat Emmerling, Darren Scher, Darrell Lewis are going to fill in line behind him on that. And then Wasted Whiskey is going to perform after the race on Friday night, make a real pit party out of it. That's the kickoff party. Saturday's card is going to include four Race of Champions divisions. The Sportsman Modifies are going to be on the track. Superstocks, Four Cylinder Dash Series, and the TQ Midgets are going to race. Front gates open at 1:30 with racing to follow at 4. And the Race of Champions Sportsmen are going to be racing the rescheduled Joe Riley Crown Royal Classic 54 with the Superstocks. Running the John Julicher 30-lap memorial, and then everything's going to wrap up on Sunday with the U.S. Open 125. That's the one everybody's been looking forward to. The Race Champions Late Models and Lancaster Street Stocks are also going to be racing on that as well. It's going to be a jam-packed weekend over there. Online, full schedules, all the information is online, Lancaster National Speedway. Time trials at 1 o'clock, gates open at 11. It's going to be a busy one. So as we shift our attention back to what the dirt tracks have to offer here, this past weekend was the first New York Nationals over at Land of Legends Raceway. Steve Poirier, fitting that after all the accolades that he has amassed in 360 Sprint Car Racing, Steve Poirier leading the charge front to back, and that one, Steve Poirier winning that after rains came through and it forced everything to get to move to Sunday. The grandstands were open for free. The 50-lap Sportsman race was moved to Sunday as well after everything got washed out on Saturday, but he looked just fine. And then number 28, winning everything under the sun there. Matt Tanner led from lap, I don't know, I think he was 16 through 27 or something along those lines before Poirier got back up there and got the best of him. Paulie Giovanni raced to third. Chuck Hebing, he won the 360 Sprint Challenge point series with his efforts there this weekend at Land of Legends Raceway Park. Previous to that, Paulie Colagiovanni won the Lucas Oil, clinched the Lucas Oil Championship with the Empire Super Sprint. So two different champions being crowned there, one not so much related to the other, one specific to the Touring Series, one specific just to Land of Legends Raceway Park. But nonetheless, plenty of accolades being handed out through the course of the weekend for Paulie Colagiovanni and Chuck Hebing there. Kane Bristol, he won the 50-lap Sportsman race that was held over there as part of that race weekend. So congratulations out to him. Kevin Ridley chasing him in that 50-lapper. Matt Guerrieri, Nick Guerrieri, Paul Guerrieri rounding out the top five in that one. Danny Wilmes was recognized as well. Danny Wilmes, who has been a name around 360 and 305 racing for a long time. He did a bunch of work for Darrell Ruggles. We're going to be talking about Darrell in a few minutes here. Danny did a ton of work, huge support for all those 305 guys, and he unfortunately passed away shortly after he was pictured with the with some of the championships from Land of Legends Raceway. So bittersweet exchange there, but certainly giving due to a guy who's been around racing for a long, long time. And going to be tough to endure that loss for a lot of the guys in the 305 family. Friday night, as part of the New York Nationals at Land of Legends Raceway, Poirier and Jason Barney, they won preliminary 15-lap features that put them on the front row, or it got them qualified for a qualifying race, a special dash race. Jordan Thomas, Jonathan Preston were in that with them, and Poirier eventually won that, sitting himself on the pole and giving him the best shot to get up there and win the Nationals ultimately on Sunday. On top of that action on Friday, Josh Pingrazio won the 1,000 to win Les White Top Gun Shootout. He beat Mark Menudo in that one. Alicia Bay picked up the CRSA Crown Series event. That was worth $750. Let's go back in time quick to Labor Day. Kind of a neat thing here that Alan Johnson was able to extend his winning streak 45 straight seasons now with at least one feature win. He picked up a win at Land of Legends Raceway over the Labor Day weekend. It was in the Modified Shootout event. Steve Payne has won that race before, but that was 124th modified feature for him there in his 45th consecutive season with a victory. So that was pretty impressive for Alan Johnson coming away with that. That came when they were crowning all of the support division champions over there. We'll run through them real quick. Kane Bristol won the Sportsman Finale, and Darrell Ruggles won the 305 Sprint race over Labor Day weekend. Mark Menudo won the Street Stock feature, and Kevin Root ended up taking the Sportsman Track Championship, with Adam Depew and Ruggles picking up divisional championships in the Street Stocks and 305 Sprint Series action. So good deal there for those guys over there at Land of Legends. I mean, the racing season is moving quickly into the postseason, with a number of the local tracks already wrapping up their points chases and things along those lines. Utica Rome Speedway lost their last week of racing, so I'm not sure if they're going to attempt to make that up or if they're just going to go with the track champions as they stand for the Pro Stock and the Sportsman divisions, because those guys, the Pro Stocks, Nick Stone and Josh Coonrat, were tied going into last week in the Pro Stock side of things. Matt Jancic, he pretty much had everything wrapped up, I believe, in the Sportsman side of things. And then previous to that rainout that they had over Labor Day weekend, Eric Rudolph had already clinched the modified championship. So little bit of wait and see happening there. They've got a couple races left. They're going to be kicking off Super Dirt Week over there at Utica Rome Speedway, and then they've got something else going on in the fall in addition to their last motocross race, which is scheduled for late in October. Danny Varin, we're going to kick back things to Labor Day weekend again. You probably already know this. Danny Varin won the Labor Day double play portion of the Empire Super Sprints schedule. They were busy all week long during Labor Day weekend. Lots of racing action going in the books for them. And then ESS is going to be part of the Schwiegen Sprint Nationals, which is coming up this weekend at Schwiegen Speedway up in Canada. A non-point doubleheader at Outlaw Speedway is also on deck for the 20th and the 21st. That's part of the Fall Nationals weekend that Outlaw has every year. So looking forward to seeing some ESS racers over there on the Super Dirt Car Series side of things. This was happening this weekend, this past weekend rather. Larry White coming away with the win in a dandy feature, racing with Billy Decker, racing with Matt Shepard. He ended up carrying the momentum on the high side of the track to secure the win, which was a big deal for him, picking up the win over there at Granby Speedway. Matt Shepard ended up nicking the inside wall and flattening the left front tire, went the last 20 laps or so with a flat left front, still soldiered home, at one point even moved ahead and got the lead. The tire ended up getting the better of him as that topside started to come in a little bit more effectively as he was battling the car, doing some funky things going into the corner. So wasn't quite as reliable as he wanted, but nonetheless with a flat left front tire, came home third, and that backs up the win that he got on Labor Day weekend over there at Weedsport. So he's continuing to creep further and further away from Eric Rudolph as Eric Rudolph's trying to unseat Shepard from winning yet another Super Dirt Car Series championship. And if you're a betting person, put your money on the 9S. The guy's just unstoppable, having another dynamite year and just adding to the lore of him being one of the greatest, probably the greatest of his generation, one of the greatest of all time. Lil RPM rained out Saturday. And as we said, Weedsport was back there on Labor Day. Brewerton Speedway going to host the Duel at the Demon, the 100-lapper that they have at Brewerton for the Super Dirt Car Series coming up on Saturday. The Dirt Car Sportsman Series, that's a 50-lap main for them, scheduled for Friday as well. Then we're going to head off to Mohawk International for a 10,000 to win main, and then Albany Saratoga is waiting on September the 21st. Side note, Super Dirt Car Series regular Brett Hearn picked up his 16th Orange County Fair Speedway Jack Championship over the weekend as well. The 350 Modified Series visited Can-Am, and that was a good win for Billy Dunn. Billy Dunn won that one. Tim Fuller was behind him, along with Eric Rudolph, Ryan Arbuthnot, and Jordan McCready. Arbuthnot won the 350 Modified Track Championship at Brockville over the weekend as well, so he's rounding into form, getting a little bit hot late as we move into some of those postseason races for the 358 series. Quick note here locally, one of the local tracks here in Geneva, Paradise Speedway, held a special event, one of the rare times that they allow the V8s to run at Paradise Speedway. The sportsman cars were in competition at Paradise, and that was a Grit Sportsman Series event. Daryl Barrett won the sportsman program. Ray Bliss, Matt Guerrieri racing into the top three. Austin Susie and Austin Germinio rounding out the top five. Jerry Lobdell Jr. won the Street Stocks, and Jason Quigley, Jared Hill following in order in the All-Star Street Stocks main. Brad Shepard beat Eric Weiss and Ken Evans in the four-cylinder feature over there. Again, that was at Paradise Speedway on Labor Day. We did reach out to the folks at Lancaster and haven't heard anything back, unfortunately. I was hoping to bring you a little bit more in terms of what was happening there. But unfortunately, we couldn't get a hold of them. Nonetheless, we press on at Outlaw Speedway. Looking, again, going to travel back in time a little bit and talk a little bit about the track champions, Matt Shepard. I know, it's probably hard to believe. He picked up the championship when the points concluded at Outlaw Speedway 2 weeks back. That's another championship for him. 10 wins on the year. And he got the lead on lap 18, drove away. I guess it was really not that not that much of a question with the way that his season has gone. He ultimately picked up the modified championship over at Land Legends Raceway, getting that top spot back again into his credit. Let's see. Lost my train of thought there. Here we go. There's five different drivers that went into the night with a chance at getting the division points championship for the American Racer Tire Sportsman class. They had two features. Brian Fish was leading in the points. He had a flat and ended up not faring as well in the first one, but he rebounded and did just fine. Started in the front row, got his fourth win of the year, and sold at the track championship there. Steve Gray won the Dirt Car Hoosier Tire Sportsman Championship. He won that with his third feature win when he took that one home. Dylan Cece finished seventh in the Street Stock feature, which locked up the track championship for him. He and Glenn Wirtnauer have been amazing back and forth, trading wins back and forth, but it wasn't quite enough. Even though it was a double points feature, Glenn coming away with the win in that one. Did what he had to do, but couldn't back it up. IMCA Modifieds, they had two features. There was a makeup event there. Brandon Smith won his fifth career feature in the division and then picked up the second one and also picked up the IMCA Modified Track Championship there. So two wins in the night, and it sews up the track championship for Brandon Smith. Not a bad evening. Adam Austin defended his 2018 championship in the four-cylinder side of things with a win. So you can kind of notice the way that the pattern continued, as it were. Bruce Kinner won the hobby stock feature, and Jason Cloakstone, Wayne Nelson, Jamie Eldridge, Mark Minutolo filling out through the top five. The top five showing for Mark Minutolo scored him his second straight division points crown there. So one of the rare times where the defending or the reigning track champion didn't sew it up by putting the exclamation point on it with the win. Friday night also there, Brewerton Speedway, Larry White won his second win of the year. It was so competitive over at Brewerton this year. I mean, it was in years past. You know, you look at some of these tracks and it's sort of a revolving door for the same guy in victory lane. This time it was revolving door, all sorts of different winners. I think it went in the record books with only two different people picking up multiple wins over there, and one of them was Larry White and the other one I think was Tim Sears Jr. But Larry White put it in victory lane, and that locked up his track championship effort over there at Brewerton for 2019. He took the lead on lap three, held off Tom Sears Jr. For the win. Tim Sears was leading the points chase going into the night, but he had ignition trouble on lap 10. That let Larry White jump in and steal that, and did it by taking victory lane. Winners on the night included Zach Sobotka and Clayton Brewer. Good season over there at Brewerton Speedway. Larry White did it again the following night. That was over at Fulton Speedway. Again, recapping some of the action from a couple weeks back since we've been off the air. Larry White wasn't even at the track and locked up the track championship over at Fulton Speedway. He took that Saturday night as an opportunity to go run the Mr. Dirt Track USA event over at Lebanon Valley, and that was won by Kenny Tremont. Tim Sears was at the front of the pack, you know, battled all he could to get the win. Ronnie Davis won the feature. Tim Sears was second. Tom Sears, Rob Ellinger, Pat Ward were in the top five. Needed a little bit more space to get past Ronnie Davis. If Tim Sears could, he may have been walking away with the track championship. But nonetheless, Larry White taking that by a single point over there at the Fulton Speedway. Fulton is going to be reopening October 4th and 5th for the 34th annual Outlaw 200 weekend. So everybody's looking forward to the Outlaw weekend as well. And then I think, you know, all things considered, rounding out our quick hitter this evening. I tell you what, youth soccer has owned my life since we've gotten back to we got back from Iowa in August, and youth soccer has we've had parents' nights and we've had appearances. Last Monday, our kids were both of them now are playing youth soccer at the community center here in Waterloo. And they each were their teams were part of a parade at the beginning of one of the Waterloo varsity girls soccer games. They were part of a parade that went around the track, and all the community teams were there at all the different age levels. And then they greeted the team at midfield. They played at Coughlin Field, so they lined up on the 50-yard line, and as all the players from Wayne and all the players from Waterloo came out, they got to slap hands, and Kelsey was escorting one of the varsity players out there to midfield during introductions. And then at intermission, at halftime, they call all the kids back out again by name individually. It was really cool, but with practices and games and everything, it has been wild. Did squeeze in an opportunity to go work with Matt Thomas and on a production for MAV TV. We were at Fonda Speedway a couple weeks back, which I'm sure by now everybody had heard about that, but also I had the chance to go out to Georgetown, Delaware, again to go to the Bash of the Beach with Brett Dale in the Short Track Super Series. Billy Potts Jr. won that one over Matt Shepard. It was a great feature. Track was much, much better than we were out there earlier this year. It was just, you know, sunny and dry, and it burned through those tires super quick in the spring. This time that track was heavy and it was fast. Some of the sportsman cars, when they poured off into the first turn, they had three, even four tires off the ground as they were skipping through the corner. So it was a lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun to be part of. And that race is going to be airing here in the next couple weeks as well. Coming up here, looking ahead to the Outlaw Speedway Fall Nationals. The highlight of that one is going to be the World of Outlaws coming back to Outlaw Speedway. So everybody anxious to see that. Darrell Lanigan and Shane Clanton looking for a chance to score a win there. Brandon Shepard, he picked up the win in 2018. So a couple of those big names already on the docket for that one. That one's going to be paying $10,000 to win. Darrell Lanigan, Dennis Erb is going to be on hand as well. Max Blair, Chubb Frank, Dan Stone, Greg Oaks, Bryce Davis, all folks that we sort of expect to be on hand as well. The opening night of action is going to have 15-lap qualifying events for the 360 sprints and for the modifieds. The winners and runners-up of those are going to be locked into the front row for Saturday's features. Saturday is going to be a busy day, super busy day. The winners of the 360 sprint modified race are also going to pick up $500 for their work. So not the worst payday for 15 laps of effort. Saturday action is really going to pick up. 360 sprints going for a $5,000 to win feature. The modified doing 50 laps for $3,000 to win. IMCA Fast Shaft Series, we're going to be on the card. That's $1,000 to win. The hobby stocks, they're going to be paying $500 to win. The American Racer Tires for Crate Sportsman Series or Crate Sportsman Rules, they're going to be going for $1,500 to win. It's going to be a busy, busy night. The night will conclude with the Street Stocks going for $1,000. All the information you need is online at Outlaw Speedway LLC. Once again, free camping, chicken barbecue, Outlaw Crusher rides, all that stuff. The regular thing that you're used to seeing at all of those popular events week in and week out over at Outlaw Speedway. They're going to be offered in addition to a great weekend of racing coming up in 2 weeks. So I'm looking at the clock. We're trying to get this thing in so that we can make it around for all the practices and stuff that we got to get the kids off to. I did want to stop in and say hi and let you know that we haven't forgot all of our race fans that tune in and continue to support the periodic episodes of the 31st Lap. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Make sure you get out and support your local racetrack. We're going to have a little bit more coming up. We got some plans in the work for Super Dirt Week along with Dirt Track Digest, some activities that we got planned over there. And just all in all, some more fun stuff that we're trying to get up and on its feet once we settle into a little bit more regular schedule. And we get on the flip side of all of the soccer and back to school regalia. In the meantime, though, stay safe, travel safe, get out, support your local racetracks. We appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us for a few minutes here on an abbreviated version of the 31st Lap 257. It's in the books. We'll see you again next time from the North Park building at Academy Square. We'll see you then.